so excited this morning to have Kirsten Glavin here with us, who is, I believe, Kirsten, correct me if I'm wrong, are you still at this point the youngest winner of the Bridgeport, the Bluefish tournament, like on record? I think you are, right?
I believe I am. I haven't been notified otherwise. So,
like, I haven't gotten an update.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, Kirsten, welcome. I'm so glad to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. It's exciting to be able to talk about this.
I'm very excited as well. So first of all, take us back. How old were you when you were involved in the Bluefish tournament?
I was 12 years old, which is crazy. So we're talking many, many moons ago, back when I was in, I believe, middle school at the time.
Wow. That's amazing. So did you grow up fishing? Like, was that something that you did with your family or something you did for fun?
Yes. I've been fishing since I was old enough to hold a pole.
Wow.
I love it. So always went out with my dad and my uncles, and that's what I did that weekend, actually. I went out with my uncle in that Bluefish tournament. I spent a week in New York with my grandparents, and that was kind of the final weekend. We were like, oh, we'll go fishing, and I was only able to fish it one day, and we actually won it, so...
That is unbelievable. Okay, so take us. 12-year-old Kirsten's out there just doing a family thing. You're going fishing. It's, you know, nothing new here, right? It's just something fun to do. Take us to that moment where you are reeling in what ended up being the biggest bluefish that day.
Yeah, it was incredible because I think we only fished one day because I had to go back to school. I think I was heading back home to Massachusetts for like fourth grade. So it was that Saturday. And, you know, anyone that's fished that weekend knows it's crazy. There are boats everywhere. And I really wanted to get out of the crowd. So I asked my uncle, I was like, can we move? We were over in the Long Island Sound over by the smokestacks, and we were trolling, which is what I wanted to do, and we just hit a school of blues, and it was just one after another. And I remember that fish, it was 14.58 pounds. That was the winner that year. It was different than any other bluefish we'd been catching. Anyone that catches blues knows they're fighting fish. You know, they'll take off, and they go spastic on you, and this was... We weren't even sure if it was a blue because it was just sitting on the bottom. It was heavy. It wasn't really fighting. It was weird. It was just a slow reel in. So we knew we had something going on. And then we finally started to get it to the boat. I backed up, so I had trouble seeing it. And my uncle was just like, oh, my God. And he went and grabbed the net, which also we don't usually do with bluefish. Went and grabbed the net. It was huge. And had to net it. And this is the best part. He kept missing, so I'm panicking. He finally netted it just as the bluefish bit through my leader, which is a metal wire.
Right.
And it's made so they can't bite through it. But that's just how, you know, big this thing was.
This thing was a beast.
Bit through the leader. Oh, yeah. So it was like free and off my, like off everything, and was about to swim down as
wow.
He netted it. So it almost got away.
Oh my gosh.
Brought it into the boat. It was, you know, a lot bigger than anything else we'd been catching. And that was it. We were like, we're done.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So wait a minute. Wait a really quick second. So Kirsten Glavin is here telling the story of when she won the greatest bluefish tournament on earth. When was this, Kirsten? What year was this?
Oh, goodness. I'd have to check. I can't even remember off the top of my head. I just know I was 12.
That's amazing. Okay, so you're 12. First of all, I mean, listen, I'm not saying you're not a strong girl. I'm sure you are, girl power. I got you. I'm in the gym, too. I mean, I consider myself a pretty strong girl. But at 12, how are you holding on to this pole? Like, I'm trying to visualize this, and wow. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, once you're locked in, you know, and you got a fish on the line, it's the adrenaline's pumping. You're ready to go.
And you become the incredible Hulk, apparently.
Yeah, you do. And they're fun to catch. You know, they do put up a pretty good fight. So once you're locked in, and that particular weekend, that day, it was just one after another once we hit a school. So, I mean, my arms were tired, but it was so much fun. So you're just going in all in on it.
Do you remember how heavy the fish was that you caught?
Yeah, 14.58 pounds.
Oof.
And that, Yeah, it was the biggest blue I ever caught. And when we went to go weigh it in that day on Saturday, they were like, oh, you're in first place.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So then you win this boatload of cash, which is pretty unbelievable in itself. What, I mean, you don't have to tell me what you did with it, but like, what was your reaction to, I mean, being 12 years old and being handed that kind of a prize? I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. And honestly, because I was so young, I didn't really fully understand.
Yeah, you know, you're like, I won. I got bragging rights. I'm good.
I know. Like, this is so cool. Like, the highlight of the, you know, the whole thing for me was that I was in all my dad's fishing magazines, right? Because everybody was reaching out under the sun to start writing articles.
Sure.
And, you know, I was on the Tony Danza show and Fox News reached out. And for me, it was just really cool to, like, kind of stick it to my dad and be like, haha, I'm in all your magazines. The money didn't really sink in until much later. I did end up splitting it with my uncle because he took me out fishing that weekend.
And, oh, that's sweet.
So we did that. And, you know, fast forward, you know, many years, I went to college at BU and I studied in London for a semester. And I used a lot of that money to study abroad, travel Europe, and had a blast. So.
That's amazing. What a beautiful story. Now, Kirsten, there's a couple things that I love about this that I want to remind folks who are registering. You are a female and you are very young and you won. So I think sometimes we live in a very, unfortunately, stereotypical world. I get it. You know, even us working in media, we understand this. But what would you say to the people who are like, well, I've never fished before, or it's, you know, it's really a guy's sport, or I don't have a lot of experience, or I'm really young. You know, what would you say to them?
Oh, goodness. Don't let that stop you. Have fun. It's all about having fun, right? That's the bottom line, and that's what matters. You don't have to go out and win the tournament, but it's a blast. I mean, and it's fishing for everyone. I was 12, and I think I was the second female ever to win the tournament. I still fish now. I'm, you know, turning 30, and I'm a reporter in Boston, and I know the stereotypes. I'm always out there fishing on my own with all the the old guys on the Cape, but you know what? I have fun with it. So go out there, try something new, and just have a good time. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Now, when's your next tournament? Or have you not really done any tournaments since that weekend?
I did a fluke derby when I was younger as well. I won that too, which was cool. I haven't actually dabbled in tournaments since. I figured quit while you're ahead kind
right?
of thing.
Right? You walk away from the gambling table when you've already won. Yep, I get it.
I was like, all right, made out like a bandit. So, but no, I mean, I still fish all the time. It's just, you know, now life gets in the way a little bit. You kind of have to plan out when you're off from work and all that fun stuff. But so the tournament thing, I haven't dabbled in as much anymore. I kind of wish I could. And I had time for it, but, you know, I'll still grab my pole. I have a tackle box in the back of my car, and whenever I have some time and the tide's right, I'll start casting, and, you know, I love it.
Yeah. Well, Kirsten, do me this, because I can't be in the greatest bluefish tournament on earth ever, because I'm with WICC and we host it. But if there's ever an out of state and you're like, you know what, I think I want to go fishing and I don't want to fish by myself because, you know, I don't want to fish with the guys and whatever. If you want a friend to go with you, I have never gone fishing. I still want to learn to fish, and I've always wanted to since I was a kid, lived in Vermont for 10 years. So I love the idea of fishing. I will volunteer to go with you, and, you know, no pressure. Sure, but if we win, that would be great as well.
No promises, but I can certainly help with that. I live on Cape Cod right now, and
that's
all we do out here. So
that's great. I love that. Well, Kirsten, thank you so much for sharing your story. So many years later, what an amazing story. And I thank you for taking the time to be here on the show.
Of course, and good luck to all those fishing. It's an exciting weekend.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much. Again, Kirsten Glavin here on WICC.